The Lord loves him. He shall perform his purpose. Then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tried you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake I do it. For how should my name be profaned? My glory I will not give to another. The Lord called me from the womb, from the body of my mother. He named my name. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I've labored in vain and have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my right is with the Lord, and my recompense with my God." And now the Lord says, "He who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring back Jacob to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him, for I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength." He says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel who has chosen you. Yet I will not forget. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hand. I am the Lord your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who wait for me will not be put to shame. They shall not hunger or thirst, neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike them. For he has pity on them, will lead them, and by the springs of water will guide them. And I will make all the mountains a road, and my highways will be raised up. The Lord has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with a word him who is weary. Morning by morning he awakens my ear to hear those who are taught. For the Lord comforts Zion. He comforts all her waste places and makes her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, who have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Sing, O barren one who did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud. You have not been in labor, for the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her who is married. Fear not, for you will not be ashamed. For a brief moment I deserted you, but with great compassion I will gather you. O afflicted one, storm-tossed and not comforted, behold, I will set your stones in antimony and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of agate and your gates of carbuncles and all your wool of precious stones. All your children will be taught by the Lord and shall be great. And great shall be the peace of your children. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed, and you shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, that your soul may live. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him. It shall not return to me empty, but shall accomplish what I purpose, and shall succeed in the things for which I sent it. I will heal him I will lead him and restore comfort to him and his mourners, creating the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to the far and the near, says the Lord. And I will heal him.